gentlemen, welcome.
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 Two.
A Blitz Intermission Podcast.
See, as a kid, I felt alienated by the niggas who looked just like me. Niggas treat my nuance like it was a nuisance. So I was like, fuck them. Fuck them. I did my own shit. And now I'm up. And now all that paid off. And all them niggas, they peaked at high school.
Hey, everybody. It's Joseph, a.k.a. Rockstar Joe. And welcome back to a Blur's Intermission Podcast. As always, I hope you and yours have been well since the last episode. On this end, life is lifing, but I mean that in the most grandest and most positive way possible. Today's episode is titled, The Rose That Grew From the Concrete. This is a callback to Tupac's poetry book that was released way after his death. And this is also a nod to my Rose giveaway that I'll be doing in a couple of days, I guess, right? In a week or so. The purpose of this episode is to simply serve as a motivation and a reminder to those that may be living with doubt and those that may be questioning what they're doing in life. There were so many examples I wanted to use and so many stories I could have used, but just looking at the theme and timing of everything, I felt best just going with the flow of talking about my Rose giveaway and using that as an example of to remind yourself of your greatness and, you know, despite the hardships that may come along the path and journey, let it still be a reminder that you're still great and you have a bigger purpose to serve. So without further ado, let's dive into the story. So as I said, my apologies. Before we even dive deep into that, keep in mind, folks, for today's episode, all we're talking about is, the concept of, the rose that grew from the concrete, and I'll also be sharing the blessing. I won't include the blur talk in our usual scroll and marathon winners of the week. It'll just be one of those simple episodes. So, without further ado, diving into the rose that grew from the concrete. For me, this is year number 11 of me doing my Rose giveaway. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but really, it really is year number 11. It's so crazy when you are able to find something that you love and to consistently do it every year. I swear, it really is a blessing. It's something that can go overlooked. But nevertheless, people, I started out this project on a whim, on the idea of seeing a YouTuber do it. And not even necessarily do it in the way that I do it, but I came across a video. And if you heard the story before, prepare your ears again. And if not, welcome to something new. But in the early 2010s, I had came across a YouTuber by the name of FoozyTube. And at the time, he was much more humble guy. I was a fan of the content. And he's based out in Cali. And one project he did, it wasn't Valentine's Day or anything like that, but one project he did was just buy a bunch of roses, go somewhere that's, a hot spot for foot traffic, and just look at different people and be like, hey, here's a rose. I just want to say I appreciate you. And, I hope you have a great day. Some of the reactions that I saw were a bit heartwarming. Others made me laugh. And it was only a select few that just made me be like, Overall, that video inspired me to take the idea of giving roses out, but to make it something much more bigger. For me, I knew on Valentine's Day, typically I was always single, but on Valentine's Day, I knew there will always be people that try to avoid that day just due to the happiness that other people possess. And, for me, I wasn't necessarily a hater of anyone in a relationship. I just didn't care to be reminded that I was single. And I knew this would be something that I knew this was something I was battling alone. I knew that there would be a lot of other people, whether you were single or in a relationship. Because even in a relationship, there's a sense of unhappiness that comes with that day too. But nevertheless, I knew for me, I wanted to just do something that just showed that I appreciated people for where they are and who they are. And after thinking about that idea and after, you know, thinking about Valentine's Day, I came up with the idea that, you know, Valentine's Day, I would get a certain amount of roses and just hand them out. You know, the first few years, I may have racked up less than 100 roses, but nevertheless, I knew, you know, with the job, the time, the energy I was putting into it, it would become something much bigger as the years progress. For the first 9 years of this project, I did not expect a single person to donate a single dime. I knew that this was my project, something that I was passionate about, something that I love, something that I would do regardless of the input of others. It wasn't until year number 10 where I began to have doubt with this project. And this is where we really get into the motivational piece of this episode. Year number 10, I wanted it to be something much bigger. Honestly, I wanted to give out more than 500 roses. But I knew with the the expenses, the responsibilities I had behind the scenes, I knew it would require a group effort. And, you know, year number 10, even though I didn't give myself enough time or myself and other people enough time to really donate, it was still an attempt. For me, being able to create a GoFundMe, share it, you know, pass it along word of mouth, you know, those things added to my confidence because it's just, once again, it's something that you're passionate about, something that you love, and it's something that you want other people to be a part of. But like I said, regardless if someone donates or not, I'm passionate about this and I'll still do it. But year number 10, with the effort and energy in mind, I believe at a certain point, no one donated, right? I didn't beat myself up as much because I was just like, be fair with yourself. I didn't give people enough time to donate and share and for it to be around. And I get it. You know, we're coming off of a pandemic. We're coming off of, if you live in a city, we're coming off of a surge in crime, youth violence, and so much more. I get it. There are plenty of reasons why people couldn't donate and wouldn't, et cetera, and blah, blah, blah. At some point, I just had to be honest with myself in that situation and just realize what I didn't do and did do. It wasn't until year number 11, which is this year, where I really had to check myself. This year, I told myself I would, you know, jump the gun. I wouldn't wait a month until until Valentine's Day to be like, hey, people donate. I did this months in advance. I did about 3 or 4 months in advance. I shared it, you know, via word of mouth. I shared it via Twitter, via Instagram, and Facebook. All the above, honestly. And, you know, I had conversations with people that ultimately shared that, hey, I would love to donate. Send me a link and all this, and I got you. And, you know, time passed, and those people never donated. You can understand how, and I've shared on this podcast and in this space before, but I hate when people give their word, share a promise, and don't come through on that. Like, it's a pet peeve. I really dislike that. And I could have used those opportunities to derail me and make me be like, you know what, fuck it. Not do this project, fuck it. I don't want to do this. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a sense of doubt. I was already battling some things behind the scenes that I may or may have not shared in the space, but I was battling with things. I was already experiencing an identity crisis and just mental health issues and all these other things. And not having that support didn't make anything feel better. Part of me had built up some resentment towards certain individuals. But ultimately, once again, me being me and me living with a purpose, I had to step back and just have a conversation with myself. Why am I building up a sense of resentment towards these people? The answer for that is because simply they didn't commit on their word. But do I need to hold them accountable to that? Do I need to hold them hostage to their word? No. What I can do is just simply acknowledge the truth of their actions and keep it moving. And it was quite harder to do than it sounds. Because initially, like I said, people, I built up resentment towards certain individuals. I looked at people a certain type of way because it just amazed me. But nevertheless, instead of being the person that bitched about it, that was in his feelings about it, that, you know, instead of saying fuck the world and canceling the project, all I did, man, was simply put my head down, go back to the drawing board and just think of different ways to, you know, finance this thing. And, you know, for those that's listening, and like I said, for those that are in need of motivation and in need of that reminder of their greatness, I had to think back to the 9 years prior or the 10 years prior. For 10 years straight, I was able to buy the roses myself. And it sucks that, you know, I wasn't able to get the participation I was looking for from my peers. But at the same time, I had to realize, like, just because I'm passionate about something and I love something that I do doesn't mean that it'll rub off on others. One thing I will say, you'll hear me make excuses for others before they try to provide it for themselves, but I get it. I know what it means to be a human. I know what it means to be a parent, a working parent, and so forth. I get it. But nevertheless, people, as I must say, it's still a choice and it's still a decision. I just had to let go of the disappointment that came with those things and those actions. I don't know what it is that you might be trying to do in life right now. I don't know if it requires, you know, the participation of your peers and just these external sources. But for myself, I have to say, if it does rely on the public eye and public opinion, I would say, you know, find a different way to tune that voice off. Because I tell you, if I sat here and really got mad about the lack of support that I got for a dream that I'm passionate about, I can probably sit here for another 2 hours just going into further details on, you know, what made this and what made that and what didn't happen and all this. And that's not the case. As I shared before, I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to call out those that didn't come through in their word. Like, it's perfectly fine. I still have the opportunity to breathe and wake up every single day and do what I love. And that's what really matters. You may not get that support when you need it. You may not get the support when you don't want it anyway. But you gotta persevere. As I've shared so many times while telling the story, I'm doing something that I love and that I'm passionate about. It sucks that it relies on the help of others. But at the same time, I can't allow the disappointment to become some dark cloud that prevents me from being happy and prevents me from wanting to give back and do something for the greater good. I ain't gonna spend too much time, you know, going in circles with this, but that is the truth. And, you know, ultimately, it wasn't probably until like a week or two ago, I still had my doubts about how I would get these roses. I knew I would, you know, get the finances that I need personally to make the effort just in case if the fundraising wasn't successful. But I have to say, man, sitting right here, being able to do this podcast, I can honestly say that despite the lack of support, despite the resentment, despite the anger and all those emotions and all the above, I still fought for my dream and my passion and the goal. I'm still fighting for this selfless act. You know, I'm a man that believes in spirituality. I can't say this enough. At some point, I just put a prayer up there and just continue to go to the drawing board and figure out other things. And I'm fortunate enough to say that in the mix of me persevering, in the mix of me not wanting to give up, I was blessed. I was heavily blessed with some funds to get the roses I seek. I may not be able to get 400 to 500 or 400 to 800 roses this year, but I can damn sure get more than 200. And for me, that is a win. If there's anybody listening to this and you haven't picked up the message, what I'm trying to say is fight through it. Push through it. Persevere through it. my situation is not going to be identical to yours and vice versa, but you can use some of the language, you can use some of the steps that I've shared. And I didn't, you know, number anything, but the story holds so much jewels, people. Whatever it is in life you're passionate about, you love, you have a desire for, you lose sleep over, tap in with that. Continue to invest into that. My Rose giveaway is one of many projects, one of many routes that I pour myself into. At the end of the day, it's going to be a wonderful time. These roses are going to be delivered with love and care and with peace, love, and positivity. Do the same for your goals. Do the same for yourself. With that being said, though, that is pretty much my story for motivation and just a reminder for self and to know that one possesses greatness within. As I conclude this story, my blessing for you all would be, you're enough. Who you are today is enough. I understand if you have goals to become better, you'll get there. But right now, in this very moment, where you are today, you are good enough. If you woke up with the chance to breathe, and if you woke up above ground, take advantage of that. Take advantage of it. Every day above ground is a good day. Define your value, increase your worth, and love the person you are and will ultimately become. Life is too short to be wondering about the what-ifs and to be just psyching yourself out of something good. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to feel scared. It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be human. But to be even a more better human, I need you to take that risk, to take that step forward, to take that step outside of your comfort zone, to do all the above. I'm going to step out here and get these roses and deliver to these people because I know that makes me happy. As a person who gives so much into this world, knowing when to put a boundary in place is vital. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, respect yourself, and do well by others, man. Like I said, life is too short for the bullshit. We all deserve so much more, but who's going to be willing to put the work in? So with that being said, folks, I hope you enjoyed today's story. My apologies if I butchered anything. Sometimes I just get very passionate and sometimes words get mixed up. But nevertheless, like I said, for those that are in need of motivation, those that need to be reminded of the greatness they possess within, let this episode be one of your favorites, because this is definitely one of my favorites. I love being able to come into this space and just be honest and be, I guess, quote unquote, vulnerable. But there's that. As always, I appreciate you all for listening. Until the next episode, peace.